Hello again and welcome to the Orwell Astronomical Society podcast for June 2017. First, let's talk about the Moon. Full Moon this month is on the 9th of June and New Moon on the 24th, so the best time to look at the Moon through a telescope is in the second half of the month. This is because you want the Moon to be lit by the Sun from the side rather than full on as it is at Full Moon, and this is to illuminate the sides of mountains and craters so that you can see them better by providing a better contrast. June marks the start of the noctilucent cloud season. These rare and beautiful clouds are the result of the sun shining through very high ice crystals after it has set from the point of view of the observer, and they appear to be ghostly blue-white clouds in the hours just after sunset or just before sunrise. Try looking in the northwest in the evening and in the northeast before sunrise. Now on to the planets. Mercury is best seen at the end of the month, just after sunset, very low in the west-northwest, around 9 p.m. Venus will shine like a beacon around sunrise throughout the month in the east. It will be quite low, but you really can't miss it because it's so bright. When viewed with binoculars, you will see Venus at a half phase, just like the Moon. Do, of course, make sure that the Sun doesn't catch you unawares when you're using binoculars in this way. Mars is not visible this month, but Jupiter is a reasonably bright object visible around 10 p.m. in the constellation of Virgo towards the south. As always, look out for the Galilean moons and some stripes on the planet's surface when using small telescope or binoculars. Finally, Saturn, with its magnificent ring system, is best on show at the end of the month around 11 p.m. when it will be in the constellation of Ophiuchus, the serpent bearer, in the south. Look out for detail in the rings if you're using a small telescope. There are no notable meteor showers this month. Besides the longer days and shorter nights, it would not be very easy to see them. However, look out for a few meteors in the moonless sky in the end of the month, coming from the June Lyrids. And now, as usual, on to Constellation Watch. This month we are well and truly into the summer constellations. The Cygnus family, and I talked about in an earlier podcast, Lyra, Delphinus and Sagitta, and the summer triangle formed from the three bright stars Deneb in Cygnus, Vega in Lyra and Altair in Aquila the Eagle. The Milky Way is not best placed to view at this time of the year, not only because of the brighter sky, but because the Milky Way is currently lying flat along the eastern horizon. However, there are some nice double stars to look at. The widest separated double star system, as seen from the Earth, may be found in the handle of the plough, the second star in from the end. If you have average eyesight, you should be able to make out two stars simply by looking at it, and these stars are called Alcor and Mizar, Mizar being the brighter of the two at magnitude plus 2. With binoculars or a small telescope, there are two other double stars worth looking at. These are Regulus, the brightest star in Leo the Lion, and Albireo in the tail of Cygnus the Swan. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of what to look out for this month. There is plenty more out there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, astronomy magazines, or in an astronomy book or sky map to see what else is out there and where to look for it. Another useful tool is a planisphere, which you can use to find out exactly what is overhead at any time and date of the year. And these are readily available from any good bookshop. That's all for now. Listen out next month for July's highlights. Bye for now.